Hello, everybody. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchman, the private track. If you have been a member of the private track for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're new to this because you just signed up or you're enjoying the 30-day free trial, I hope you have a blast. I highly encourage everybody to watch these videos. I make a video like this for every workout that we post, so there's one a day. And I try to jam-pack them full of as much useful information as possible, so that wherever you are in your journey of fitness, you can make the best decision possible for you on that day. So these are supposed to be informative, educational. You're going to learn about the intent of the workout, scaling options, what was going through my head when I programmed it, how you should attack it, things of that nature. And the more you learn about scaling and modifying workouts, then you can look at any workout that we post. Doesn't matter where you are, how much equipment you do or don't have, you'll be able to make a great decision. So that's a really big part of the intent behind this. And that level of knowledge or understanding won't come from just watching one of these videos or even 1 week's worth of these videos. But if you stick with it, day after day, week after week, month after month, you'll get one heck of an education and you'll start to get it. The light bulb will come on. Because each day, although we provide a prescribed workout and then a scaled workout, you know, if you've got a large group of people following a workout, there's a good chance that some people will, the prescribed workout will be perfect, the scaled workout will be perfect, but then there'll be individuals that somewhere in the middle is maybe what they need. Or maybe they need to scale the scaled workout even more. All of those are perfect things to do, and you should do whatever is correct for you. And so, with this level of knowledge, you'll be able to look at the options that we give, decide if one of them works well, or make the best decision for where you are with your journey of fitness. So that's a big part of what we do. So please watch these videos. And then the other part is we've got a bunch of resources that I hope everybody takes advantage of. So Lynchpin Conversations is our podcast. Those are a great way to learn about what we do and why we do it. It's on iTunes and Spotify, so I encourage you to listen to those. Our YouTube channel has a lot of instructional content as well. It's just CrossFit Lynchpin. So dive into that. If you have an individual subscription to the Lynchpin private track, then you get access to our private Facebook group. And I highly encourage you to join that, even if you have some anti-Facebook feelings. Trust me, I get it. But it's an amazing community of positive people from around the world just sharing their experiences, helping keep each other fired up and motivated, and that keeps you working out, and that's a good thing. Now, if you are following Lynchpin because your gym or your affiliate follows Lynchpin, they have a gym owner's subscription, and you're part of that gym, well, then you don't have access to the private Facebook group, but what you do have is the squads feature on the Beyond the Whiteboard app, and you can communicate with everybody else who happens to be following along at your particular gym. So that's a great way to keep the communication going as well. Individual subscribers to the Lynchpin private track also get access to the Lynchpin Beyond the Whiteboard squads feature. So no matter where you are, you know, there's a way to chat, and that is a huge deal for compliance. So, okay, let's dive right into today's workout. You picked a great day to start. We've got a heavy back squat today, 7 sets of 1. And who doesn't love lifting heavy? Who doesn't love the back squat? So today is just a pure, classic, heavy day. You do your general head-to-toe warm-up, which you will see prescribed there, and then you do the 7x1 back squats. Now, how to slowly build up your weight to when you start your first 7x1, how much rest should you take in between each, and all of those individual decisions that go into how to properly do a heavy day, we have another video posted today, which is called How to Approach Heavy Days. And it's from a podcast that we did, Lynchpin Conversations, number 113. And you can just click on the link. That link will take you to the YouTube video on our YouTube channel. But you can also, if you prefer an audio version, just search out Lynchpin Conversations, number 113. And that will tell you everything you need to know about how to approach heavy days. And then you can use that knowledge for every other heavy day that we post from here moving forward. So it's a good resource. So you do your 7x1 back squats, and if you want to go for a PR in there, if you're feeling good, by all means, go for it. If not, you know, you can hold steady weight across all of those. We give a video showing back squat movement demonstrations so you can tune up your form a little bit. And then each day, we give some goals. So on a lifting day like today, we'll give percentages based upon like lifting charts. If it was a four-time workout, like a classic two or three round, you know, something for time, then we'd give you goal times. And if it was an AMRAP, it'd be a number of rounds or reps. And we give two different things, the super fitness robot goal and the more likely goal. The super fitness robot goal is very lofty, very ambitious, but it's highly possible. We have some beasts to take it down every now and then, so that's great. We like to celebrate that. But that's not what most of us are going to be chasing. Even athletes that have been doing CrossFit 3, 5, 7 years or something like that, most of us will go after the more likely times, more likely loadings, more likely reps. So for today, our super fitness robot percentage would be holding 90% or higher of your one rep max back squat across all sets, and the more likely would be 70% or higher of your one rep max. Let's see, scaled options. So every day we give a scaled workout, like I said, and today it's still 7x1 back squat, so it's the same workout. And on a heavy day like this, the scaling is relatively easy, all things considered, because a heavy day is somewhat easy to scale because you can just lower the loading all the way down to your back squatting a broom handle or a PVC pipe. And so the overwhelming majority of the population will be able to play, or they can lift a load that is appropriate for their skill level. But if you're new to lifting, don't worry about chasing a certain number that your friend's doing on the other platform or something you saw on social media. Your goal, and everybody should be improving their technique, but especially if you're new to the lift, you want to walk out of the gym better at the back squat than you walked in. And if you do that from a technique standpoint, you have had a successful day under the bar. So the scaled workout today is precisely the same as the workout of the day. Our limited equipment option. So our limited equipment crew, you also hear that shortened to, you know, limited equipment option. Take the first letter, L-E-O. So you'll hear people refer to, I'm doing the Leo wad, the Leo, whatever it happens to be. And although that also means, you know, law enforcement officer, it means limited equipment option with regards to our programming. And every day we post a workout for the limited equipment crew. They have no barbells, no bumper plates, no bikes, no climbing ropes. None of the niceties of life. They're a rugged group of individuals. And we program for them based upon the assumption they have a pair of dumbbells. We generally say a pair of 50-pounders for men and a pair of 35s for women, because that's what most people bought when dumbbells made their appearance in the CrossFit Games Open. A jump rope, a sturdy pull-up bar bolted to the wall, ideally that you can kip on, and then a set of gymnastics rings just hanging from that pull-up bar, not even from the ceiling, so they're low. And with that modest amount of gear, tremendous fitness is possible. And every day, there's a workout for the limited equipment crew, aka the Zombie Apocalypse Team. I love them. So today, since it's a heavy day, and heavy days aren't for time, it's not for time. Three sets of 12 Bulgarian split squats. That's three sets of 12 for each leg. 75 meters of dumbbell walking lunges. And we have videos showing both the Bulgarian split squat and the dumbbell walking lunge. The dumbbell walking lunge shows it in the front rack position, but you could by all means have the dumbbells in the hang if you so desired. No equipment workout. So every day we post a workout that requires no gear whatsoever, just your body and planet Earth. And this is great for people trapped at home or traveling or just want some variance. So for today, the no equipment workout is two rounds, not for time, of 100 meters of walking lunges and 50 air squats. That's going to get it done. Accessory work. Okay, here we go. Every day I post accessory work, and every day I say that it's optional because it truly is. Please hear these words. You do not need to do accessory work to get fit. I did not say that it doesn't have value. I didn't say that it's great, but it is not. You could live your whole life, just do the workout of the day, and be great. But if you're one of those people that has that compulsion, that if it's written down in the paper, you feel like you need to do it, and if you don't do it, it's a bad day of training, you could get yourself into trouble if you're not ready for the accessory work, because it's not like a little thing on the side that you won't notice. It's a hefty dose of work. So if you are not prepared for it, it will leave you overtrained or under-recovered, however you want to say that. That will potentially affect your sleep. Poor sleep, you'll get up in the morning with less motivation, less enthusiasm. You'll be less fired up when you go into the gym. You'll work out with less intensity, and your fitness will go in the wrong direction. So more is not better. If you are ready for the accessory work and you want to do it, well, it's intelligently laid out and designed based upon where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. So have a blast. And accessory work can be fun, and it can be a great way to break through a plateau on a body weight movement, some conditioning, or some barbell work. And we've got all that covered. We usually post a couple accessory pieces every day. If you want to try it, but you're not sure if it might be too much, scale it. Don't do it every day. Do it every other day. Cut it in half. Cut the reps. Cut the loading. You know, just knock it down a bit and then see how your body responds and make your decision based from there. Okay, so for today, dumbbell accessory work, you're going to do 3 dumbbell front rack walking lunges. You know, resting a couple of minutes between each one of those. I'm saying 10 to 20 meters because, you know, if you have heavier dumbbells, you'll have to go a little further, a little less, I mean. If you have lighter dumbbells, you'll walk a little further. But these aren't max effort, right? They're just moderately challenging. 3 moderately challenging sets of the dumbbell front rack lunge. This is assuming you did the normal workout of the day, the back squats, and not the limited equipment option. And then side plank hold. Accumulate that for 1 to 2 minutes per side. We have a video showing that. And then finally, to end the day, some cool down and stretching. So every day, the cool down remains the same. It's just 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, just to let your body come back down after getting revved up during the workout. And then we usually provide 2 stretches per day. If you have a stretching protocol that you love, feel free to keep doing it. But if you don't and you need some guidance, then we provide some time-tested stretches that, when applied with consistency, work well. We usually give 1 upper body and 1 lower body based upon what we're doing that day, but that can vary a bit. Today, for example, we're giving 3. Hamstring stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes per side. Wall stretch for the leg, also 1 to 2 minutes per side. One of my personal favorites, by the way. And foam roller for the back, lats, but you can almost foam roll yourself head to toe with a video showing that as well. Then the last line right here, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I hope you take that to heart. Welcome to Lynchpin, and I will see you tomorrow for another day's training.